Hello.
This is episode. What's the episode?
13.
We did another episode. I didn't post it yet.
Probably not. It was the one with Shane and Aisha.
Yeah. I don't know if I should post it.
This is episode 12.
I'm going to probably post it too. This is episode 13. Whatever. This is either episode 12 or 13. I'll decide when I post this.
Now watch it be 14. He didn't post two.
So in this episode, we're just going to show. I have some random peeps here. I have fucking Alexa.
You have random peeps every single time, so.
I know. This is, any of them is a bunch of random weirdos. Wow. So we have Alexa, Mel, and Mike. Last episode, I had Aisha and Shane, but they're not in this episode.
Mike was invisible.
Oh, yeah. Mike was there, too. I forgot. Yeah.
He was invisible. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? But that's that was the last episode. Yeah, and this is our newest episode. We're going to talk about life and how we've been doing. And about girls, boyfriends, family.
I like that.
Dicks.
There we go.
Boobs, apparently.
Robots.
Gundam. You know what? Actually, yes, we could talk about boobs. How sweaty the shit is outside. My man boobs are to the ground.
It's been so hot.
Okay, so we went to the beach a few weeks ago. Yes. Someone didn't bring sunscreen.
Okay, listen here. I asked everyone to bring something. No one brought sunscreen.
I got it the worst.
Everyone was burnt like fuck. They were all red.
The thing is, I've never burned that bad before, so I thought it would be okay.
I'm pretty sure I got melanoma by this time. I burned at least 5 times in my life, more than that.
I think this burn was as close as my sunburn that I got in Florida.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she was a fucking tomato.
What was I?
You were a fucking...
A burnt victim.
You were a red hot chili pepper.
It's my mother.
We're gonna not accept that call. What's your thoughts on Melissa's mom?
Danny, if my mom ever listens to this, I'm having her go to you.
I like her mom.
I like her mom, but I don't like how she acts. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna lie, and I tell her that all the time.
I like her mom. Do I like the way that she treats Melissa? No. But I like her mom.
Yeah, moms are complicated beings. When you're going to turn to a child, you're going to have a love-hate relationship with your child. Your child is going to hate you and love you.
I feel like every child goes through that stage growing up.
She's not pregnant, Danny.
Not yet.
We're all wishing it, guys.
No, I'm manifesting it. You don't understand. Wishing it is wishing it. I'm manifesting it. Making it happen.
I think I manifested it accidentally.
I'm manifesting it on purpose.
I guess I'm gonna be pregnant soon, guys.
All right, start to get making
Can
those babies.
Can your middle name be Daniel?
No, I want it to be Michael Daniel or Daniel Michaels.
That's weird.
Why not?
Is it gonna be Hecker Jr. Daniel?
Michael.
Matthew.
Can they have... No. Oh, shit. You should give it a long-ass name.
Yeah, give it a long name. No.
Hector Jr.
No. Hectan Matike.
What the heck? That sounds like a disease. Try to pronounce that, Mike.
I did.
As if you're yelling.
Hectan Mike. Hectan Mike. Matike. Oh, wait. Hectan Matike.
I don't know.
It's Hectan, his first name, and then Matike is his middle name. Which what would be the last name? Would it be yours?
Marquez.
Or? Oh, God. This is a very...
It's a weird name. I don't like it.
No.
Hectan.
You name your fucking animals Asparagus.
What?
What?
Why would you name an animal Asparagus?
You did in your Sims game.
Oh, well, okay. It was already named.
No,
I didn't name it.
Asparagus. You look good to eat. I want to eat you.
R.I.P. Asparagus. I don't know what happened to the game file.
Let's talk about the Sims. Every time I come over here, my Sims is deleted.
Oh, every time every time Mel turns off the computer, her whole entire Sims gets deleted.
Yeah, so your Sim file goes with it.
Yeah, Mel got already pissed about it. Yeah. Let's talk about your feelings, Mel, and how Sims makes you really hectic.
Okay, so I'm a Sim player. I'm gonna start podcasting while I play at some point.
That would be a good idea.
It would be. So I have every single Sim pack that you could think of, other than the new one that just got announced. But my computer's stupid. And it doesn't like it sometimes. So it crashes, and then I have to restart. And I'm like, so make sure that you always save your family or your household in the gallery. You may have to restart everything, but at least your Sim and your house will always be there.
Advice from Melissa and her Sims.
Sims.
Gameplay, if you need to know this.
What if we're all Sims? That is a big ass penis.
Oh my god.
Anyways, I think we're Sims, but we'll talk about this in Digicals.
Okay.
I would like to just advise that that bottle is Aisha's.
Aisha, we're sorry you'll see a penis in your bottle.
You already told her what it was!
She's going to see a scribble.
And she's going to wonder why.
It was a penis. We're sorry.
We love you, Waisha.
Waisha? What the fuck is Waisha?
Waisha. Aisha.
You said Waisha.
Not bad.
She's white now. Waisha.
Don't kill me.
Let's talk. I'm not saying. You want to know what happened at my job the other day?
What happened?
I'm not saying you're racist. It just came up in my head. The other day, can you believe work management, okay?
Yeah.
Suck. The other day at my job, this guy accused me of racially profiling him. Can you believe that?
What?
I was working on the express line. 12 items or less. And he had more items, and the other guy behind him was really angry. And to deflect the situation, I sat there and I asked him if he can go behind and I'll take him after. He did not like that. One bit. And he went to the manager, which I didn't care about, you know, go to the manager. If you feel some type of way, sir, go to the manager. That's what they're for. To manage. Mm-hmm. And apparently I racially profiled him.
Just because of he had more groceries? Why didn't you just say, hey, sir, you have so much more groceries?
He was Hispanic and...
I think he was either Hispanic or half black, half white. I don't know.
Wait a second. Does he not see your color?
That's the thing. A lot of people think that I'm white.
Am I a ghost? Am I really a ghost then? Because if you're white, then what the fuck am I?
When people look at me...
You're a ginger.
They think that I'm white at first.
I thought you were Chinese. I'm going to be fucking honest.
You thought I was Chinese?
I thought you were some type of Asian. Like Pacific and like.
Awesome.
I was like, yo, she must be like from Hawaii or something. Maybe Indonesia.
Oh my gosh.
I still don't know what the hell you are, to be honest.
Puerto Rican.
Oh. You don't act it.
She is?
I don't. Yeah. But yeah.
Well, I guess you are white.
But the manager came up to me and... He was just talking some bull crap, talking about, well, we just lost a customer today. I'm sorry. I don't give a crap.
Look, this is COVID times. You could lose a lot of customers with that attitude.
We have a whole lot of customers here. A whole lot of more customers. We're going to have a whole lot more customers.
Yeah.
One doesn't matter. And I bet you he's not even going to stop coming there anyway.
He's listening to this podcast.
Dang you. But yeah, you know, following the rules is not racially profiling,
it's
ladies
racial
and gentlemen.
Profiling.
You know,
apparently.
I'm not even going to get on my views about racial stuff.
That's not for this podcast.
You know, I'm not racist. That's for sure. You know, I have a lot of different variety of family, which is good. Does anyone else have different varieties?
I have a whole bunch. My family comes from different parts of the world. Yeah. I'm still awesome. Thinking that maybe, just maybe, I'm the leader of the whole entire world.
What? Are you okay? What the fuck does it have to do with anything?
No, because literally my family comes from different areas of the world. I got fucking Asian. I got everything. I got German.
My cousin is adopted. So...
Dude, cool. I want to do that.
That is pretty cool.
I want to do that like, 21 or 23 me shit.
And you should.
I want to learn what I am.
The, what's that called? The tree?
Family tree?
Ancestry.
Oh, yeah, I want to do
it. That's what I did.
Pay for
I
want to
do that. I know.
You have to pay for a lot of them.
It's so stupid, though.
I mean.
Just to learn about your life.
I mean, if you think about it, you have to pay to live. So, I mean.
Yeah, bro.
It's so expensive, though.
You know what else is expensive?
What?
Living.
I know.
You just...
You know what you should do? Get a DNA test from your doctors. Go to a genetic doctor.
And guess what?
Money.
Costs money.
If you don't have insurance.
No, it costs money because technically insurance only pays for stuff that is needed. I don't need a DNA test.
No, you know what? After working in the pharmacy, some insurances don't give a crap.
You just realize that. There's you just lot. Now realize that.
Well, yeah, after working in pharmacy for like years, I really see a lot and I feel so bad. Like the other day, this poor man and his girlfriend have been trying to get their prescription for weeks. And because of insurance, they can't get it. Well, it's harder for them to get it, you know?
I mean, if you think about it, Mel's dad finally got sick out of nowhere and his insurance got cut the same time that he got really sick. And now he's getting sicker and the insurance does not care unless they get paid.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Like I said, you in order to live, you have to pay, which is sad.
Very sad.
Sounds like my grandma. My grandma has to pay for her insurance.
Why do old people have to pay when they've lived, like, they lived on this earth? They've experienced more.
Because people need money.
I get that, but it's kind of fucked up to all the old people. Like, they have
free.
Yeah, they have no way of getting money anymore. Like, they're older. They can't.
They're probably trying to say, you're dying. Oh, well. Die faster.
They say that to a lot of disability
Sadly,
people.
Sadly, that's how the world is.
Yeah.
Anyone who's weak, they want to die off. That's why they keep people who are sicker. Why do you think they keep on giving them meds? Big Pharma?
Yeah.
I mean, look in Asia. If you go to China, there are people who are living to almost 120. Because they live off of rice, the land, and they believe in not Big Pharma. They believe in natural substances to actually help you heal.
Yeah.
Whereas we completely go to the doctor and they're like, hey, take these pills.
That's why I
don't really
Jamaica,
believe.
Too. My mother's husband, he prefers using like ginger and stuff. And like,
why is he going to use me?
Like for me, I don't believe in medicine because I feel like it just makes you more yucky.
But Mel, you need medicine.
No, I know you need medicine, but it's like
especially you, Melissa.
You need medicine to help your thyroid.
Shut up! We're not talking about insomnia.
No, you know what? We need to talk about like since this is Neon Vomit, we got to talk about fears. Why are we so fearful? No, I'm serious. Answer the question. Why are... I don't know if Daddy's fearful. He seems to like not care about anything. But what's holding us against doing what we need to do in order to help us? Why is that fear holding us back?
I'm scared of failing.
I'm scared of a lot.
Oh, I know you're
scared
of a lot.
I'm scared of a lot of things.
Mel's afraid of her own fucking shadow at times.
I agree.
It'd be like that.
I think Mel is Gigi. I'm pretty sure Mel is Gigi or Gigi is Mel because
they're
probably
like twin spirits.
Most likely.
But in all reality, I think a lot of people are like that. I think a lot of people are scared of the future.
Not even just
failing,
the future.
You know what I mean?
Even though you had to fail to succeed.
A lot of people don't understand that.
It's okay.
A lot of people are scared to put themselves out there and to realize that you have to fail in order to get to that next step in your life.
It's not even just that. People are like, okay. They say if you have no fear, you could do the impossible. Mm-hmm. The impossible, people say, oh, if it's impossible, it can't be done. But that's not true, because the minute you think about something being done, it's already become a possibility. But then fear comes into play, and it keeps us from doing what we want to do. What is making us so fearful about doing the things that we want to do? So Danny is fearing a failure. What is making him not want to push forward then?
Yo, I used to watch this show. It was called The Order. And there was an episode when everyone didn't have fear. The world went crazy.
Ooh.
Yo, can you talk about that more? Because I really want to know more about that. Why did they go crazy? What happened?
Because they could do whatever they wanted. They that had no fear. They jumped out the buildings because they didn't have fear.
That is not the type of fear that I was... I wish people had common sense while not having...
Well, they didn't
the
have
world
fear.
Does not have common sense.
There's no fear. They have common sense. They don't have no fear. They can't have a fear of stop thing to make them stop and think. To just go.
That's actually very interesting.
Do shit.
But that's the thing. So you have to have common sense with not having fear. Like, obviously, I'm not saying go into the forest and fight a fucking bear because you...
That's what happened in the fucking episodes. Weird shit. They jumped up buildings. They crashed cars. They steal cars. They punch people.
The fuck?
It was a crazy episode. Everyone's like, no fear.
They didn't think we need to watch this, but I'm terrified too.
I feel like in order for the world to be happier, we need to have no fear with limitations and also a lot of common sense.
In all reality, that's impossible.
Obviously, the whole world can't do it, but it can be done by, like, just like how they're trying to get the COVID vaccine to be... And herd immunity.
Are we gonna talk about the COVID vaccine?
No. What I'm saying is that herd immunity happens with emotions as well. If a couple of in a group, if Danny and I and you had no fear and started doing more stuff that had no fear, at some point Melissa is either gonna jump to the no fear side and actually be with us, or she's going to be stuck until she actually is able to jump forward. Meaning that when a lot of people do something, whether it's like not having fear or not having any thing that holds them back, most likely it makes the last person vulnerable to either jump forward finally or jump back.
Yeah, but it's like an extreme version. If you have no fear, that means you still have everything else, and some people don't have other things. So the world, I think there's no balance. I think fear is a balance.
I guess. I feel like the world should be a lot more balanced. I think that there's a lot more dark than light, but the reason why there's a lot more dark than light is because a lot of people are kept in the dark.
Like, there's reasons you should fear some things, but other things you shouldn't fear.
I agree. I feel like... Like, okay, so haunted houses. Why are people so fearful of haunted houses?
Michael, because they're terrifying. They got terrifying things in it.
No, but if you know it's not real, why are we... What's keeping us from being...
Actually, you don't know what is real. And that's the most interesting part about living on this earth. Because there are a lot of things that are undiscovered under the ocean, in space. And that's that's what I like to think about. You know, you never know. And we just found out that aliens were real.
I mean, they didn't really actually confirm it.
That's the end
yet.
Of this month, apparently.
You don't know what's possible.
I believe that they're real, but they haven't confirmed it yet.
Guys, I believe I'm a dog person. I've said this many times.
God. I believe I'm an alien.
I'm a fucking alien.
We could all be aliens.
Okay, I believe that we are.
What if we are all aliens on this earth, and then aliens think that they're humans?
No, actually, I believe...
That could be interesting. What if other things on the planet think...
We are the aliens. That's what it is. Actually, in Mass Effect, they say that. They say humans are aliens.
Okay, so here comes the thought. When we die, we go back to them.
Yeah,
Did you know if we watch Soul, supposedly they actually talked about the before, the beyond, which is Soul, where our souls come from?
Yeah, we gotta watch that. So.
The government is now gonna knock on our door.
No, the fire trucks will come probably soon.
Yeah, every time that Danny talks about something controversial or something, fire trucks start.
Oh, no.
All right, Danny, your time to shine.
All right. They just burst out. You hear it? Wait. Hey. You hear it?
It's really far in the back.
Yeah.
They're like, say something now. Say something right now.
It's cars, though.
Moral of the story, it's okay to be afraid. But not too afraid.
It's okay to be afraid, but don't let that fear guide you. You should basically still try to test your limits with common sense.
Yeah. Yes, don't jump off a building.
Please don't jump off a fucking building.
Because you're like, I've survived. I have no fear. I'll be fine.
I've given up on humanity.
Dude, you ever... There was a stupid kid who got high and went on top of the train and he died.
Danny, that's a lot depressing. Of people
remember the Tide Pod.
Oh my god,
the Tide Pod era.
Can we? That is not even fair. That was just not common sense for any of them.
And then you got the ice cream. And
that's the thing. People like to follow others.
Yeah.
All right, follow me. The storm.
That's why I'm saying if enough people actually told the truth and talked about, like, the reason why we're like this is due to the government. They put us.
I feel like. That's why they do that, because a lot of people can't handle the truth.
Yeah. No, they do it so that they keep us, like, okay, put it this way. We are, I hate to say it, we are sheep. We're being pushed and pulled. Even when we get angry, even when we're acting out towards the government, when we're rebelling because we think we're right, they're still actually pulling those strings. They're making us angry.
Example, Trump.
Yeah, and also example, everything else that happened. They were pulling those strings. They wanted this shit to start. They wanted it to start because it started literally all of this during a COVID pandemic, nonetheless, which caused a lot more deaths.
Anyways.
Sorry, I got all
mind blown.
Anyways.
Wait, can I ask you guys a question?
Yes.
Did you, when you were a kid, did you guys ever think, I mean, Danny, obviously, because he confirmed it, but I did too. When I was younger, did you guys ever, like, really hard thought, like, in your brain, like, sometimes you would be on the bus and you would be so much in your thoughts of what happens after all of this, like, what's the point of this, like, what are you gonna do in the future, like, yeah. Not like just simple kid shit saying, oh, I wonder if I'll be a fireman. No, like, actually thinking as a kid when you were younger, you had that, like, fear of, like, yo, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do, and I don't know if my life will be purposeful, and what will happen if I die? What if I'm not the best as what I should be, and then all of a sudden I die, and I'm put in a bad place? You guys ever thought about that when you were kids?
In all reality, you're going to live and you're going to die. What you choose to do...
When I was a kid, I was like, I want to die. I have no reason to be here. I want to go back home. Wherever home was.
Like, college was a stupid idea. Because... If you're in college, good for you. Like, I'm still trying to decide if I want to go to college. But, like, after hearing people say, like, even though I got a degree or my master's in culinary, they don't get a good job out of it.
I know a lot of people who haven't been in college that are making a lot more money.
Yeah.
Even people that go viral make more money than people that are actually have jobs, you know?
Yeah.
You never know.
That's why me and Danny are trying to go viral. It's hard, though.
Yeah.
Of course it's hard. You gotta keep on trying.
What people don't tell you is that when you're trying to go viral, you have to keep up the creativity. And when you have depression, you can create creativity, but sometimes you're so, not lazy, but you're, like, just in a bad place that you can't create the creativity. Like, all you create is negative. So I was thinking, as us, I feel like we should, like, hold on to each other while we're, like, all going through shit, so we can actually keep each other from going under. Because it feels like slowly we're all each going under the ocean.
We're going down the street where the mermaids are. Dude, I saw something. The mermaids are real.
Yeah.
They fucking could walk on water if they wanted to. I mean, walk on land. You would get along with
my dad. No, really? Really,
that
really
sounds
think,
aerial.
Really think about this. Mermaids can be real because...
I believe... You ever heard
like
about
I said,
Alaska?
Anything is possible.
Yeah. But this is all stuff we should talk about in our little...
It sucks because we're all really wanting to talk about it, if you notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, let's talk about life, guys. How you guys been? How's your life, Alexa?
Actually, in all reality, my life, I've been really happier than I have been in a very long time.
Why is that?
I met someone great.
And he does he look like my father when he was younger?
Yeah, he does. Oh my goodness. With his picnic short pants.
He's great.
What's so great about him?
His hairy body. She loves playing with those hairs.
She likes popping. No, she does what she does. She goes looks at his back for pimples.
That's what I do with Mel.
I feel like that's a woman thing in general.
Wait, don't call me a woman. I do that to Mel.
No, well, you know, guy thing, woman thing. I mean, like, it's a thing in general. Like,
you just love popping those zits.
No, I see it and I have to pop it. That's the problem.
It's just staring at you.
Yeah.
It's saying, hello.
Like, look at me. Pop me. It happens.
So how is he different from the other guys you've been with?
Oh.
He's an old man.
I've been through.
He doesn't play games like all these young men. He might look young, but he is an old soul.
The only game he plays is fucking Destiny and Call of Duty.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think at first, you know, it was really hard, you know. Because clearly before I had a type and he's not the type that I usually go for. And I think that's a really good thing because I lowered my standards just a little bit because, you know, a lot of people don't understand that they like what they like. But lowering your standards a little bit and actually giving something a try, it can actually be worth it. And that's what I did. And I'm really happy.
Believe it or not. They say the person that you're meant to be with is not your type at all. In fact, it's completely opposite of your type. In fact, the only reason why people don't find the person that they're supposed to be with is because they're so based on their specific type that they don't go for the type that actually would help them advance in their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Mel's not my type. I wanted to
say... Wow!
That's a good thing.
No, Mel, seriously, you're not my type. You can ask Danny. I liked a girl named Jenna, and she literally told me that she would break me because of the fact that how sensitive I am, and she thought I would be better.
You are sensitive. You are really, really... You're Pisces.
She thought I would be better with someone who was sensitive, and... Literally, I'm going to tell you this right now. I agree. I thought I was going to be with someone sensitive, so I always kept on trying to find people who were sensitive. But then I would find out they would switch and they would not be sensitive, whereas Mel kind of showed her attitude from day one.
I'm a Leo, bitch.
She is a Leo, and she's literally the opposite of what I am, so makes it 10 times harder. However, I really never thought I would be with someone who was as angry like her, but it also puts fire into me. Because it gives me a backbone that which I never had. So literally, the people that you end up with is someone who's basically complete opposite of you.
Yeah.
I agree.
What's everyone's summer plans?
Oh, we're just not going to ask how I am? Okay, you know what? I really do feel like a ghost at this
no,
point.
No, no, Mike. You know what? Mike, you didn't ask me how I was in
we
life.
Didn't get, we're in a circle. We're in a circle, people.
Well, you're the one that's trying to bring the conversation to summer Michael. Plans. Okay.
Well, apparently Mel's excited for summer.
My life?
How's your life going?
It's up, down, all around crazy. I feel angry some days, and then to other days I feel extremely happy with what I have. And then other days I feel like I have a lot of potential, and then other days I feel like I have no potential.
I think you're realizing stuff you had to work on your own.
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah. I realize that I actually, and I'm coming to terms with it, I really... feel like I have to like work on who I am and how I feel, like especially with my abandonment issues. Like I have serious bad abandonment issues, and I think everyone is out to get me. I think everyone hates me.
even the people who say they love me, I still don't trust them fully because of how bad my abandonment issues, how bad my family has hurt me. And I'm starting to really realize that, and I'm starting to really get that, and I'm understanding that I have no control of what happened, but I can have control of what's happening now.
Yeah. That's right.
That is true. You can control Beautiful. Your future.
Yeah, so I've been trying to control my anger as much as I can. It's really fucking hard.
How is it going, though?
It's going a bit better. I sense when I'm getting angry, and then I kind of start to leave the room, or I try to, like, rub my head because I get really angry. I do admit sometimes I smack my head by accident.
Okay.
Accident.
It's because I'm angry. I say accident because I don't mean to do it, because I'm trying to really stop being, like...
You need a punchy bag. Anyone wants to donate Mike a punchy bag, please feel free.
Oh my god.
I also noticed that I've realized in the past couple of days that I have a deep, 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 dark, like, it's like really deep inside of me, a dark place where I think the most depressing shit, and not like just depressing, like scary. It sometimes scare myself. And
like your earthquake thing every time?
No, it's even more than that. I now think of like...
End of the world?
No. End of people. End like of, and ending a person's life, but not me doing it. Like I see things and I don't like it. And it's like my... It's like the deep... Like it's almost because I know the world isn't as sunshines as it is. Like I know... like. I think about, oh, I could go out to the store, and then I think to myself, what if a shooter comes in and shoots everyone? What do I do? And I always think to myself, I would kind of like just either run at them, or I would throw something at them, which would then probably make me lose my life because I'm so hot-headed and impulsive. And I know I can't do that. And like,
you can't even run, bro.
Exactly. So I'm saying, like, I really can't, like, I have really deep thoughts that are really bad. Like, and I'm trying to work on them. I think the worst in situations, because situations that were really bad. And yeah. Anyways, how are you feeling, Mel?
Life right now is putting me in like a bubble where it's popping each difficult thing. Like, recently, I left a toxic friend group. I didn't end the friendship, but I left that chat because it was getting too much. Then, the second bubble is, like, putting boundaries with my mom. And, you know, life's putting me in bubbles that are popping. And I'm having a lot of anxiety lately, but, you know, it's going to be okay.
Why didn't
that
you?
That is the spirit.
Why didn't you leave the friends but left the group only?
Okay, I'll tell you about my friends in a short story. Okay, it's pretty long. Had this group of friends that
they're bitches.
A three, and when I got sick in high school with vertigo for 6.5 weeks, I was home. I couldn't go to school. I was in danger to go to school, and. You know, normally friends would come and check up on you and stuff like that. They would text me saying, how are you feeling? And I would tell them. But they never stopped by my house being like, here, Mel. Like, here's a get well gift. Something in the sense of that. And then all of a sudden, the third girl in the group got more closer with the other two. And then they started hanging out more. Started just including me in things. It just went on and on and on for years. And then it got worse this coming past week, and they're like, National Best Friend Day came.
Yeah.
Calling each other all best friends and just including me hurt me a lot. And one of them had a graduation party because she just graduated college, and that hurt me the most. And I was like, oh, I see where I stand in this friendship. I'm not a part of it. You're not being adults, better you're being childish.
I have a question.
Yes, Mike.
And you still haven't answered it, actually. So why didn't you leave them before, and why did you leave them now? And why did you leave the friend group but not the actual friends?
I have issues letting go of things. And I hold on to it, hoping that something would change. It sometimes, you know.
Girl, that's not a good thing to do.
No. Sometimes it does change and it goes up to be the best, but then.
A person who you put your trust in and who keeps hurting you, they don't deserve those chances.
Not only that, but it's been 5 years and they still have yet to change. So why are you still holding on to something that is not changing? I get what you're saying, to sometimes hold on to certain things because it will change. Yeah. These people are obviously not changing.
Obviously. And, you know, honestly, as I'm on this journey of my own mental health and finding myself and helping myself and stuff like that, they need to do the same. They honestly didn't need to. And I'm going to do me. They could do them. I'll still be there for them. But don't be considering me your best friend anymore. We're acquaintances.
They probably don't even think of you anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, you're holding on to people that don't even think of how you feel. You've explained how you felt and they still have said, yeah, well, you never ask us to come over when you've asked them several times and they keep saying, we rather not because that's in Bridgeport. And then you say, well, what if I go to Shelton? They're like, okay, well, let's just pick a day. And then you guys pick a day and all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we can't do it. That's actually why you have trust issues, too. Like, I already know I have trust issues. That happened to me a lot. I could already tell you have trust issues due to that. And it hurts your relationships with friends now.
Like, Emily, like, I don't fucking care if she listens to this. You're a fucking bitch. But anyways, she hurt me. She considered me as, like, a sister like to her, and I did, too. And I hung out with her. And as she met Candy Cane, bitch, she started being friends with her again. Then I was like, oh, fuck you, Mel. Bye. I'm going to be with her.
So I have a question. Why can't you let go? Because you obviously can't let go because you're calling her bitch. Like, I can actually say I let go of my family because I no longer call them names. I sometimes get angry, but I've let go of all the feelings to call them names because, honestly, it doesn't matter. You saying, fuck you, bitch, just because she might listen, she probably doesn't even listen. And even if she did, she wouldn't care. She would use it against you. She's hoping. These people are hoping you get angry. So I need you to really ask yourself, why can't you let go?
I let her go. Oh, I let her go.
She let you go. Why can't you let go?
Oh, I did let go.
Melissa, if you let go, you don't say fuck that bitch or something like that. Why can't you let go?
Obviously. I hope and pray that she's having a good life. Like, I would always care for her safety. Like, if she came to my door and was bleeding from head to toe.
See, in all reality,
I would help
after
her.
After these people.
Alexa's like, fuck these bitches.
In all reality, after these people show their true colors to you, they don't deserve your charismatic self.
Yeah.
You don't need to be like, fuck these bitches either. You know what? You move on with your life and you do you. And they're eventually going to see that you're doing you and they're going to feel bad for what they did to you.
No,
and you're
going to
keep on moving forward.
So I have a question.
You know, karma's a real thing.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I know.
I still have my question that I need you to answer without answering with something totally different.
Oh, my God.
Why can't you let go?
I don't know why can't other people let go of things.
Because I know why I can't let go. It's really hard for me to let go due to past stuff. And now I'm learning that in order to let go, I have to let go of the past. So why are you not letting go? Why can't you let go?
I don't know. I'm still trying to find the answer.
I know, but think
of... Is there hope you have? Hope that they'll change and miss you and apologize?
I would say that's probably like a good answer.
Even if so, won't you still be afraid of what they can do? Because I feel like even if they apologize, the things won't ever go back to the same.
Starting to therapy with Mel, but possibly. I don't know.
I
have to find that answer for myself, but that's probably like a good, decent one.
Yeah.
Don't be fake to people.
Yeah. So are they all still friends together or no?
Yeah, they just had a sleepover with each other and they're going to have something planned for the 19th.
Yo, they're lame.
Don't worry about it. Let them have their little plans, and you have your little plans.
Yeah. Just hurts because, like, if you consider someone your best friend and you have a graduation party, you would, like, invite them or at least ask. Like,
but they're not your true friends because they would have invited you.
Like, as much as we all went through with each other, we're true friends because no matter what, we always see the other side. Like no matter what, you have to see that these people, like, okay, with me, I always try for you. With Alexa, she always tries to at least meet halfway. Danny, he tries really, like, Danny gives him his all.
Yeah.
But Mel, you're trying, instead of trying with us sometimes, like, you get angry at us, you tend to only try for the people that don't even want to try for you. Like, they're not even meeting you halfway.
I know, and it's hard. Like,
you miss the past.
I do. And, like, I had a friend that I told you about, Sky. May he be well in life. That would talk to me and then come and go. And I should have let him go, friendship-wise, the first time he started pushing away. And it came back. And it was always that. And, like, you know, I have my issues with my friends. But we always, you know, find a way to come back stronger and still be friends at the end of the day.
You should worry about that instead of the people that don't want to come back.
Yeah. Well, let's get off of therapy with Mel.
Yeah, let's talk about your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's more therapy
with Mel.
Yeah.
No. Okay, we could talk about my mom real quick. Mom, if you're listening to this, I do love you and whatnot. But my mom, she's giving me a lot of agita and a lot of stress. Because she finds it appropriate in her mind to make fun of my weight. To make fun of how I eat. Not like how I eat, but like what I eat. How I do things in life. How I take care of Mike. Stuff like that. And it pisses me off. And if I don't pick up her calls, she'll call Mike. She'll bitch more. It's like a whole, like, runaround of her. And it's hard. And I know parents are hard, but my mom's harder.
But do you hear that right now? Your phone ain't ringing.
No. She
was calling during the podcast, and now she's not. So you need to stop picking up. If you don't feel like talking all the time, don't talk to her. Mm. Call her when you're ready. Not when she's ready.
You're an adult.
I already knew that, and it's battle with that one.
No, but you're an adult. See, when she chooses to use all of that against you, she's trying to manipulate you into basically feeling bad. Oh, yeah. God. She got the people on me now. Motherfucker.
Damn, Mike.
Oh, shit, she was listening.
She's like, do you not steal
she's
my
She's not calling me back. I gotta send the po-po.
And no, but in all seriousness, Mel, I know, like, I don't mean, like, I love your mom. I do love your mom. Yeah. But your mom is basically a narcissist. She has narcissistic tendencies, which is not, I'm not saying she's a bad person. You can be a good person and still be a narcissist.
Yeah.
She manipulates in order to get to basically make herself feel a little bit better, in order to make herself feel at just with what she's done.
Yeah.
Whenever she does something wrong, the only time she admits she does something wrong is when she thinks about it for a long time and when other people tell her, hey, you kind of were, you need to understand that was kind of wrong of you.
Yeah.
Other than that, she won't admit it because she believes she's right. She believes she's always right, and she believes that if she's not right, she's a victim.
Yeah.
And when you don't pick up for her, she is basically going to try and contact you in any way in order to get a hold of you. And when she does, she uses those tactics in order to get a rise out of you, which then you start talking. And then when you get upset, she then
hangs up on you, meaning she had the audacity to try and call as many times, and then when you felt that you needed to talk about how you felt, she then hangs up on you because she feels that she's the victim. That's when you know you need to just not pick up. When you want to pick up, you pick up. When you don't want to pick up, you don't pick up. She needs to understand you're not doing this to hurt her. You're doing this for your own self.
Yeah. I feel like one day she's going to set a paper airplane to the window. Be like, answer your phone.
No, she's going to be like those car insurance guys.
Oh, my God.
Hi. I'm calling. Oh, wait, I would like to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
I don't have a car.
Hello, this is Nancy Wheeler. I'm trying to reach my daughter. Her name is Melissa. Can you just get her to pick up for me? It's 1-800-NANCY, please.
Beautiful phone number. I don't know, like.
So, beach plans. I mean,
summer plans. Summer plans.
I'm fucking going to fucking Salem next month. Okay.
I am very, very, very excited. We were watching Castlevania.
Can you talk in the mic? Oh.
Say again.
Castlevania.
Yeah.
It actually was similar to that, which is very interesting. I don't know. I like learning about history and stuff like that, you know? And this is the first trip.
That's good.
Away with my man, so I'm excited.
I hope you two have fun. Well, all of you have fun.
I hope so.
Find we should all go again together. Or I told Danny. Like,
yeah, he said we could go in November when your mom comes.
But I don't know if you guys are going to go, so.
Why wouldn't we?
We're going to see about those Salem. Plans.
You guys said that you had to save up for Salem before, so.
Oh.
I mean, it's going to be in November.
That's a lot of time, though.
Wait, when's November? What's going to be in November?
The next trip for Salem, probably.
In November.
Yeah, we're going to...
That's a lot of time, bro. We could do that.
You sure?
Yeah, that's a lot of time.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about
I want to go to the Crucible place, like where they all the... I need to go to that place where they hung witches.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
No, not anyways. We need to talk about this.
No.
Why do you need
podcast?
To talk about Crucible
witches? No. We need to talk about the plans of going to Salem, and we have to figure out where these areas are, because I have to see if I have a weird coincidence feeling. Shh. I need to have a weird coincidence feeling, because then we have to also go to Austria, because I have to see if I have a very, very, very big connection with Anne Frank.
Mike.
I'm also hoping to go to a convention this year, hopefully.
Cool.
Or something. I know I had to go to a beach party. Oh. Hopefully there's sunblock this time.
Shut up, Danny! Shut up!
There will be a whole lot of sunblock, and I promise you that. I mean, we're not leaving anywhere without the sunblock.
We're trying to go to Mohegan Sun and that mysterious beach party too. And we're trying to, you know, stay cool as best as possible.
There's a lot of things I want to do this summer. Even if it's like little things like going to the lake.
Yeah, let's do so. But I want to do a lot. I want to go to a forest.
I feel like because of COVID, a lot of people didn't.
Just leave me in the forest. I don't give a fuck.
He's going to build his own house.
What are you thinking about, Mike?
There's an area in Naugatuck, or I'm trying to think if it's Naugatuck, but it's past, my mom knows, so I can ask her, and there's an area that there's like a huge water, what's it called?
I need to go camping.
It's waterfall? A camping site, too. It's a waterfall camping site, and it's also like a water lake, like it's a huge lake. There's like different, there's like different areas.
Just like that little dance.
No, because I was trying to say lake and I don't have my hands free. Anyways, like, it's a huge place and, like, they have, like, camping areas there that you could bring tents and stuff.
We could do that too, dude.
My mom used to take me, and I know it will be hard for me to camp, especially on the ground, but I would really like to go camping again. I used to when I was a kid.
As long as we don't get attacked by bears or bees or anything.
In order to not get attacked by a bear, you have to stand still.
Okay.
I want to do a lot of fishing.
That sounds like it could be fun.
Dude, let's go camping. Dude.
I really want to go camping, guys.
Let's go camping. I don't like outdoors, but let's go camping.
I need to.
You would like, Mel, I feel like if we did go camping, you would like the outdoors. I feel like if we actually went.
I've been to Vermont. And
I went to Vermont, too, by accident.
Can I ask a question? Why are we not making plans to go camping in October?
when camping is actually at its, like, good. Like, when the weather is so nice.
When it gets there.
Why are we not going camping?
You want to go camping?
Yes, we could go. We could find a cabin. We can actually go camping.
Let's go camping. No, if we're gonna go camping, we gotta do it right. We gotta sleep in tents.
Yeah. I wish I could. Alexa, but I'm not sleeping in a tent.
I would want
to
sleep.
Whoever wants to sleep in the tent will sleep in the tent. That's me. I'll have sleep on the fucking.
I really want to sleep on the tent, but I don't know if I'll be able to.
You sleep in the cabin with Mel.
Yeah.
It's just I don't even know if I'll be able to get up from the floor. But I really do want to go camping, because imagine waking up, feeling like that morning air, and then going dipping in the lake, and also like fishing. Oh my
God. Dude, I just want to go camping and look for fairies and crystals and stones.
I like how that's your type of camping. My type of camping is actually outdoor camping.
Dude, I want to look for
gnomes. I want to get down and dirty. I want to go fishing. I want to catch our food.
I want to find myself.
I want to look at the plants.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring all the food. I ain't capturing nothing.
Aisha could help us.
Yeah. I want to hunt for gnomes and look for fucking.
I really want to find myself. A bear. Like, I want to be. What? Wait, hold on. What the fuck?
She said she wanted to fight a bear.
Look, if you want to fight a bear, you need to fight your husband at the moment, because he is a bear all on his own.
We were in a park. Oh, this week he was fighting that dog.
Oh my God, yeah, he was like
time out. Oh, when
he literally became a gorilla in like seconds. And then he was like, I have to speak my dominance. And I'm like, what?
Okay. That's gonna be him in camping with the bear.
Oh my God, yeah, the bear's gonna attack him.
To go camping, guys. Let's make plans.
Yeah, because honestly, I'm really serious. I feel like if we get one with the earth, we can actually find ourselves. They say when you go camping is
how
when
many
you,
days? Let's do a whole week.
Let's do a weekend.
I'm not saying a week.
Let's do a weekend, Friday to Sunday.
2 weeks.
What the fuck?
Daddy, you're cray cray. I could maybe do a Disney type camping, but we ain't. No. No.
Okay.
Stay 2 weeks.
A weekend.
I like that though. Weekend, maybe we should do it like every year, a camping trip.
I've been camping every year, but last year I didn't go camping.
How much would it be to? Maybe we should look up cabin prices. Or
do you know about?
After this podcast, we will talk about camping prices.
Woo woo!
I don't need to go camping. I need to be one with my fairy faith.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
If I disappear, I went to the fairy world. I went to some fairy bitch, stole me. I'm never coming back.
Okay.
Hopefully she's a redhead, huh?
That's Danny's plan.
Why are you trying to get with me?
A redhead girl, female.
You said red hot. You said a redhead that's hot. I know I'm hot, but you don't.
I see her pronouns were she.
Look, I'm all around. I'm all around gal town.
We need a camera in here.
She. I said she.
The way you make your
she.
Jeez.
Now say those pronouns. She.
Him.
Oh my God, Mel! You just took out my ears.
Sorry.
I also want to probably try to go to the amusement park.
Yeah, if we go, there's only one ride that I can ride, and it's the ride that I'm probably gonna ride the whole entire time that we're there. I might come home a little bit loony. I'm gonna go.
But can we go during the Halloween times? Fuck it, this is a fall plan. Fall plan, we're going.
I want to do Halloween Horror Nights.
He just wants us to die.
No, I really miss going to haunted houses. I used to go to them.
Dude, let's do that. I know this great one.
Yes.
Just one in Wall.
Mel, you're gonna look at Mel's face. She's terrified.
You know what? I'll stay near the food booth. I'll stay near.
I like how Mel's always staying near food.
There's no food booth.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm staying in the car.
My God, Mel.
Sometimes some of the monsters come to the car and scare the crap out of you.
They do.
I stayed home.
What if the monsters come to your home?
Well, fuck that. You ain't coming in.
What if I'm the monster?
Oh yeah, your friend was one of the monsters. If Christina does it again, we'll take her back here after it.
Oh, my God.
No. Imagine if you're in there and all of a sudden she's like, Rah! Hey, Danny. Like, what the fuck? You know my name.
She did that before.
And how did you feel? Did you wet your pants?
I was like, how the fuck this person knows my name?
She was following you around town.
Remember when we went to Bass Pro Shop? Me and you. We went there for a date.
Are you talking about the Santa Claus that
Amy... Yes, who knew your fucking name?
No, it was just me and Mel.
Oh.
We went to there, and they based the Santa Claus was like, sit on my lap, Michael. And I'm like,
how the fuck you know me?
And I was like, I'm a little too old. He's like, you're never too old for Santa Claus.
So Mike sat on his lap, and I stood next to him.
Yeah, I sat on the lap, and I was, and he was like, are you being a good boy? And I'm like, and he was like, I know times are hard, and it's going to be okay. And I was like,
the fuck?
Santa?
You actually meant the real Santa, bro.
Why are you in Bridgeport, bro? Is the Family Guy episode real?
What the fuck, bro? What the fuck? Why is Santa here, bro?
And I looked at him for a while, and I was like, does he know my family? Wait, if he did...
First off, how did he know your name?
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. He probably knew you from somewhere.
I don't know where. He knew me from... because he was watching me when I sleep. He knows when I'm awake.
And he knew the times were rough for you, too, somehow.
Yeah, he knew exactly when to be there.
It's crazy.
Yo, the fact that he was like, sit on my lap, boy.
It was a good, decent date. And then we went there with Alexa and who should not be named, Pillowcase.
Darwin.
Yo, it sounds like Santa Claus is outside with the chainsaw. He heard us.
Well, let's talk about good first dates.
Okay.
Let's talk about good first dates.
I'll talk about my first date.
Hold on.
Oh my god, Santa Claus is coming closer. Someone want to close that door?
Santa Claus? Anyone want to close the door?
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
Okay.
You can't come back from casual.
All right, so
my first date, one of my first dates.
Oh, you're gonna talk about us, huh?
Do it.
The bus was our first date.
No, I took my I took my date with my friend, and my date was a dark skinned girl.
Okay.
And my friend was racist as fuck.
Oh,
it was interesting.
Who was your friend at the time? It wasn't me.
My first date. Let's talk about Michael, because I don't want to talk about my past.
It's your first good date, right?
Yes.
Oh, it was my first good date? That's the only date I had.
Damn.
No, you could say, it could be anything. Most embarrassing. Most good
no,
night.
I had a really bad date.
That's depressing. Okay. Back to Michael and I. Mike and I had a lot of good dates, but...
Mel, don't make this shit depressing for all those people
date that we had before...
The only girlfriend I had that was close was
Megan?
No. That wasn't a date.
Oh.
But that was the... You know the girl?
I know what you're talking about.
That girl was the only one... There was always something going on.
Did it go good?
We're not together anymore.
Okay, go ahead, Melissa.
Okay, so we went to Massimo's. We've been to Bass Pro Shop. Mm-hmm. We've been obviously mall dates. Probably like the best one that we had was probably the aquarium thing, where it was just you and me, and like you actually were happy. And you held a damn snake. I fear for your life.
I like snakes.
And you went in. No, we didn't meet the sloth. We did not meet the sloth, but it was fun.
Where was this? It was a mystery?
It was
Trumbull.
It was in the Trumbull mall.
Oh, Trumbull. Yeah.
And then, like, I would say Florida, but, like, we didn't have, like, a true date there, but we had fun in Florida.
I feel like my first favorite date of us would be... The only thing that really comes to mind that I really, really like...
Santa?
No. The only thing that comes to mind, and you're probably going to not like me for this, but I don't like outside dates. My favorite dates are when we're inside and we're, those like, just too. Chilling.
Yeah. Those are cute, too.
But I have to say I had a really bad date with someone. I don't give a shit if I name her or not. So, Moni, she basically... Whoa. I had a date. My first date with her was really bad. She manipulated me in giving her all of my money to basically help buy her brother's clothes and shit like that.
She stole your dog.
Yeah, she stole my dog. And
you little cheetah, if you're still out there.
So, literally, that was, like, the worst date that I've ever had. And I wish I could go back in time and be like, the fuck were you thinking, Michael?
And that cheetah would have been with you.
You want to... real quick, because I do want to go to Alexa's first date, but I've noticed something. Every girlfriend that I had, they ended up being very, very, what's it called? Stalkerish with me after?
Yeah, I always wondered that.
Me too, and I found a TikTok thing that says if you're a Pisces, a Scorpio, or a Taurus, if you have a moon sign as a Taurus, as a full Taurus, if you have a moon sign as a Pisces and a Gemini, and if you have a moon sign as a Scorpio and, I believe, a Libra, people tend to be very, very drawn in to the point where they get very, very, what's it called, when they really, really can't just, like, drop you. What's it called? When they can't drop you, like when they constantly think about you, constantly want to talk to you, even when you don't want to talk to them. Obsessed.
Oh, obsessed.
They become obsessed with Pisces, Scorpios, and Tauruses that are those moon signs with them.
My moon sign is a Leo, so all my exes forgot about me.
Alexa, tell us about your dates.
I'll name my current one. I haven't really been on much dates. I went to the zoo once. He took me to the mall, and we went to the Cheesecake Factory.
Aww.
That was our first date. And we had frozen yogurt.
Aww.
And then we went into Target to look at Nerf guns.
Beautiful. I like that.
Hector has a huge ass collection of Nerf guns.
My boyfriend is obsessed with Nerf guns.
I have Nerf guns too.
And I remember that day was a good day because we had a whole
You Nerf shot gun Danny fight. In the eye.
Oh my. I'm sorry, Danny.
He was like,
is your eye okay now?
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
I don't know. I see it a little bit more droopy still.
Even when I went to his house to meet his family, they even said I'm a good shot because we did a Nerf gun fight there too. I don't know.
You're a good shot.
I'm a good shot.
Yeah, it went right to my eye.
When we're in The Walking Dead, just keep on doing that. Just try and watch out for Danny. Don't hit him in the head. Don't shoot him in the head.
We'll get Danny an eye patch.
I'm sorry, Danny.
Oh, God, Danny, you're going to be the new Carl.
We'll have an emergency one in the back.
Most person that I like you with is Hector. I like you with Hector. I think he brings the best out of you, and you bring the best out on him.
Guy. I wish you guys success.
Yeah,
he's the most normal one.
Yeah, and he's weird as it is. He's normal.
Okay, time out. He is not.
No, he's the most normal. Yes, he is. He is.
But he's my weirdo. Aww.
That's what makes him normal, I guess.
Yeah, he's fucking weird.
He's weird.
But he's more normal than all the other guys.
Yes.
No, he's just not an asshole.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, he is an asshole, but not to me.
Good. I'll tell you about my worst date. Okay. So, way before I met Mike, way before, like 2015, I think, I don't know, there was a guy named Christian, and I was on Meet Me, and he plays hockey. Don't ask me how the fuck this happened, but apparently we went on a date twice. Once was at his house, second one was he went to the park where my mom lives. And he came, like, 7 in the morning. He was like, would you like anything, Duncan? And I was like, a small colada. Like, the small ones where I used to drink them. Brings me a large. I was like, what the fuck? That's not the worst part of it.
Wait. So, that's not the worst part, but that's not that's a bad part?
No. I'll get to the worst part.
Damn, Mel, you're precise. You don't want it large. You want
it's too big.
It's just too big. I can't take it.
I was appreciative of it. But we went to the park. We were having, you know, like a conversation. And then he was like, oh, my ride's here. Because he can only stay for so long. I was like, it's fine. Tell me this. I texted him. He blocked me. Right after.
You didn't appreciate his large drink, Mel.
It was good. It was a strawberry one, but, like...
I don't know if that was my first date with you. I don't know if I would text you after. I'd be like, bitch, I got you this.
Oh, my God. No, I was appreciated. I said, thank you.
But it's just too big for me.
Oh my God. So he blocked you because you didn't appreciate the
big... No. I think his standards were high and mine were like...
Higher.
Shut up, Mike.
Oh, God, I'm seeing fucking stars.
Bitch,
oh, shit.
Oh, God. You never saw him again?
No.
No, he blocked her.
He was like, I go to the Shelton Rinks to, like, ice skate. And, like, after then, like, I think we were friends. Yeah, we were friends then.
I actually, come to think about it, I remember that.
Yeah, remember the motorcycle that story. Guy?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, remember when I went to meet him at Walmart and I had you on the phone and you were bitching at him, being like, oh, you better make sure that you take care of that girl. This dude wanted the fuck in the forest thing. And I was like, no. So he hopped on his motorcycle. He's like, let's go to the beach. Strapper one, mind you. And I was like, no, I'm not dying. You hopped on the
motorcycle? Yo, I've always wanted to be on a motorcycle.
Wait, you went on a motorcycle? You never told me.
No, I never did, because I was terrified for my life. I didn't know the kid. So he was like, fuck.
So you
this,
just randomly hopped on the motorcycle, Melissa. See, this is why I yelled.
Wait,
at her.
I'm so confused. Did you hop on it?
No, I never
she
went.
She said she never hopped on it.
I never went. So he left. Like, he hopped on his, and he was like, fuck this. And I was like, all right. So I went to Walmart, and I went on a shopping spree.
Mel, you do realize he came for only one reason, right?
Yeah, I didn't realize that until he was like, let's fuck over here. I was like, no.
When in doubt, go on a shopping spree. I actually remember that, too.
Yeah. I was like, Alexa, he just fucking left.
And then he tried again?
Most likely, it's because you didn't appreciate his big drink.
No, that's with a different guy.
We're talking about another guy.
I know, I'm it was a joke.
Oh, this is a different guy.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
How many guys you have?
Mel had a lot of guys before me. She.
There's a third guy that I didn't want come over. So, I have on my Instagram still. But he came over, and this is when I was kind of like my ex. And came over, wasn't expecting him to come over. I had to meet him at Starbucks. Starbucks is not there no more.
Wait, you were dating when you were with your ex?
No. I was with my ex. Or, like, we broke up and we're still friends. Still are. But anyways.
I'm so confused.
Okay, we'll explain this later. So, met him at Starbucks.
Why do you keep on meeting these men at food places?
I don't know. And then we went...
They're her safe zones.
He was riding a bicycle, by the way.
Why are all these people riding bikes?
I don't know.
Riding something.
So
next one's going to be a unicorn.
You know the path. You know the pathway.
Marry that guy.
Oh, my God.
Rode a unicorn, I'd have to marry him.
I guess I'd tell Hector.
Or I'd steal his unicorn.
Oh, my God. So.
Hector needs to ride a unicorn.
We got to put an ice cream cone on that horse's head.
Okay, go ahead, Melissa. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. So the whole time I wasn't comfortable, but I was texting my ex, Will. What's up, Will, if you're listening. It's like, yo, this guy's making me uncomfortable. Can you just, like... I don't care if you and John over there gotta pretend something, like, help me. So I purposely walked to Will's house. He was like, come to my house. So I purposely walked there. I left the dude. And then... No, before then, you know the pathway to Walmart? He forced me to kiss him. I did not want to. And that's what made me go to Will's house. And then Will and John were following me, and they found the guy. I don't know what the hell they did with the guy, but I think they told him to go. And, like, the guy's doing good. He just graduated college, but, like, it's just don't force someone.
I like how she kept him on the... you hear that? She's like, I still have him on...
I forgot to delete him on my Instagram.
I still have him on Facebook. I had to keep up with him. I had to stalk him all the way years.
He just graduated college. How old were you?
I think he was still in high school. So I want to say 2000... Before you, Mike. So 2015-ish.
No, they're basically the same age because
yeah,
my age group graduated college already.
Yeah.
Yeah, just but I'm just, college. Can we just get on the fact that Mel stalked this man for years?
No, to come? He pops up on my Instagram feed.
He pops up because you stalked him.
Show me how he looks like.
Okay, we don't need to see what
Danny
this man
wants
looks
to
like.
See if it's his next date.
Oh my God. No.
What I wanted to know about this Will guy, is it Will Byers?
Yo.
Will?
Stranger
her,
Things?
Her ex, Will?
Stranger Things? I can't believe that they freaking put it to 2022. Are you serious?
It's actually TBA. To be announced.
Oh, shit.
They said around 2022.
Yeah, but we still don't know. It could be earlier, like in the early 2022 or later.
They added 4 new characters.
Yeah, I saw that shit. I saw that shit.
I am so excited.
I need to catch up on it because I watched it, but I feel like I should watch it.
I hope
it
they're
over
interesting.
Again.
I hope we see Dustin's girlfriend.
I hope.
Why wouldn't she's a part of the show now?
Is she?
Oh, Dustin. Oh,
they were singing.
Interesting.
I sent you the thing on the chat.
Okay. So,
yeah. Mel, what happens if something happens to me and he's the one picking me up?
Oh shit! I didn't fucking realize that he's an EMT. Well, Mike, it was nice knowing you. I don't know what's happening because I'm not gonna be here.
Anyway.
What do you mean, what's nice knowing me? You're saying you'll leave me for him?
No, I'll come with you, but I'm not staying in the room with you and him in it.
She's creeped out, bro. Why is she staying?
But he forced me to kiss him in the pathway to Walmart. On a fucking log. With his bike nearby.
Back to Stranger Things. So.
Yeah, but you have to understand, he's not the same old me. I'm sorry. I had to.
Back to Stranger Things, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't really care for Stranger Things.
I love Stranger
Things. I love Stranger
Things.
You
have to watch that show.
You
really do.
She didn't. She watched. So what she means by she's seen it, I watched it and she paid no mind because she thinks it's too scary.
It actually is not even that scary.
Uh-huh.
It's not even that scary.
Alexa, I don't trust you. I mean, I do.
Mel, I have to ask you a question. Are you afraid of me?
Yes.
I'm scared. I'm scared. Oh,
okay. I guess that says a lot.
I'm scared of a lot of things.
She sees Shucky in you.
That makes sense.
No wonder why she...
I'm terrified because you're a Pisces and I'm a Leo and we don't match. We don't match. But you know what?
You should be terrified.
You should not be paying attention to astrology things.
No, the other stuff, Mel. It's not just the sun signs.
No, you have to understand this. You should be afraid of me because as a Leo, only you have control over fire and a volcano. That's very, very limited places. I have power of the ocean. I could create tsunamis, hurricanes, all of that.
We got to show them the TikTok.
Yeah, the reason why we're saying that is because I saw a TikTok that it shows Leos are fire, Earths are, they create like earthquakes and shit like that. They
I'm
are.
Air.
Yeah, every time
but
I take a shit.
But you want to know something? I can transform into animals.
Yeah, Mel can transform into animals, and I'm an illusion. I'm someone who makes basically, what's it called?
Every time I take a shit, I make an earthquake.
Yeah, actually, no. If that's you, then every time that Matt takes one, it's an atomic suit. Like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
They're like once every week, so.
Yeah, them shits are. He got a cup.
Okay, we're not going to be talking about Matt's poop issues on here right now.
Sorry, Matt.
We said you should prepare for your
poop. It's okay, Matt. I hope you're as comfortable with your ass as we are.
You know what he needs? He needs a squatty potty.
Oh, my God. Yes, you do need to get him that.
Maybe some magazines.
No.
Get a reading lamp in there.
You know what? Yeah, get him a whole reading literature that he can like just pick from. He'd be like, okay, it's time to poop.
All right. So anyways,
that's a pot of poop.
Oh my God.
I think we're done with this episode.
Yes,
thank you for listening. Follow us on Neo Vomit. And please listen to our other podcasts.
We're funny.
Dead Ghost.
They're scary.
And very depressing.
Follow our TikToks and our Instagrams.
Hashtag LexiM756, Lexi with a Y.
Oh my gosh, she just took over that shit.
She's like, please follow me.
You can find my podcast at Facebook.
Mel, you don't even really have it going yet.
You know what? I still got some up there. It's Mel Mel's Corner.
Yeah, I'll leave all those links down below to our show notes and shit. So if you guys want to look that shit up.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with everyone. I don't care if you follow my ghost boy, because if you do, can you guys give me pointers? Like, if you want to follow me, that's fine. If you don't, it's fine. But I need some pointers in life.
Thank you for listening, whoever listens to this shit. Bye.
If whoever listens to this, may God help you.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.